Hello everyone, welcome to our program. My name is Johnny.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're on part two of our article on Romeo and Juliet.
没错，今天我们要继续来看到这个罗密欧与朱丽叶。那我记得以前我在演话剧的时候、mm-hmm. 这个最经典台词就是 Romeo, Romeo, where are thou, Romeo?
Right.
现在就是 where are you?
That's very similar to Rapunzel, Rapunzel,
let down your hair. Let down your hair. 这个是不同的童话故事。真的就只要你跟我们想的联想马上就是因为常常
Get confused.
对常常有那种很有名的故事它都会有经典台词、uh-huh. 然后就突然就有点搞混。另外那个是长发姑娘 Rapunzel, Rapunzel.
Right, right.
Like, because they repeat the names twice.
Exactly. And I think it's a man's down here speaking to a woman up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 对真的。
Something?
因为就是他在寻找嘛，就是你在哪，你在哪那种感觉。
Okay, well, anyway, let's take a look at today's article and find out what happens next.
Romeo and Juliet.
After the party, Romeo hid outside of Juliet's window to talk to her. When she saw him, it was also love at first sight.They planned to visit Friar Lawrence the next day and get married. Because of their union, their families would have to get along. The next day, Juliet's cousin, Tybalt, found Romeo and Mercutio. He was angry at them for going to the party. He pulled out a knife and killed Mercutio. Romeo quickly took the knife and killed Tybalt too.Yet Romeo realized he would be in big trouble and had to run away.
Word power!
Hide. Hide. Hide, hid, hidden.Jessie couldn't find her cat because it was hiding under the couch. Jessie couldn't find her cat because it was hiding under the couch. Knife. Knife. The waiter used a knife to cut the steak for us.The waiter used a knife to cut the steak for us. Quickly, quickly. Sarah quickly finished her homework before dinner. Sarah quickly finished her homework before dinner. Realize, realize.Realize, realized, realized. The boy realized his mistake and said sorry. The boy realized his mistake and said sorry.
Okay, so in the first part of today's story, remember, well, there was a party that Romeo and Mercutio went to, and Romeo saw Juliet. And today's article begins after the party.Romeo hid outside of Juliet's window to talk to her.
Stalker. 没有啦开玩笑的。所以其实
Romantic.
对啦在舞会之后就好险他是帅哥要不然如果他长不帅就是好变态。OK, 所以在这个舞会之后呢 Romeo 他就躲在这个 Juliet 他的窗口这边呢想要说跟他聊一下跟他说话。
Now here we already have a word power word, hide.Hide is a verb, and to hide means to put yourself in a place so others cannot see you. So you often hide when you don't want others to know where you are.
我懂了。所以 hide 呢，其实就有着躲藏这样的意思咯。它是个动词。我们来注意一下它的动词三态的变化哦。是 hide, hid, H-I-D, hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N.那像是呢小时候我们玩过的捉迷藏躲喵喵这样子的一个游戏就是 hide and seek.
I still play.
You do? OK. Seek 呢其中这个字其实 S-E-E-K 就有寻找的意思就是又躲又找这样的意思就是捉迷藏啦。 那常常呢，我们会躲把什么东西藏起来，像是礼物，我就可以说 I hid the gifts under the bed.
That's right.
Maybe you want to give somebody a surprise.、
Mm-hmm.
或者呢，有些狗仔他们常常会躲起来想要拍照，我就可以说 Photographers were hiding behind the bushes. 他们可能是要拍到这个celebrities 的名人的照片。那当然呢，其实躲我们可以躲起来，可是有时候也有逃避躲避这样子的意思啊、
mm-hmm.
所以常常我们也可以说什么 hide from somebody's responsibility、
right.
就是逃避责任、
oh, that's right, right.、
Okay.
Here's another example. Jessie couldn't find her cat because it was hiding under the couch. Jessie couldn't find her cat becauseIt was hiding under the couch.
好可爱，他跟他玩 hide and seek. 所以呢 ，Jessie 他找不到他的猫，因为这只猫呢，它躲在哪里？就是 under the couch， 就是在沙发的下面。Couch 就是沙发的意思啦。
So Romeo went to Juliet's window、
right.
to speak to her, and the article says when she saw him, it was also love at first sight.
Ooh, 所以本来 Romeo 看到 Juliet 已经啊。就是爱上了，吓到了。可是呢，当 Juliet 好好的仔细看到 Romeo， 他们两个呢就一见钟情啦。
Now here we see the phrase "love at first sight." Now it describes a situation.、
Mm-hmm.
So love at first sight happens when two people feel attracted to one another or fall in love with each other the first time、
mm-hmm.
they meet.
嗯哼，那之后呢？还一定要相爱吗
？I don't think so.
Okay, say love at
that moment.
对 ，love at first sight 只有那个 moment 就是一见钟情。可是我通常我个人觉得说，有时候一见钟情，然后之后再认识他就觉得like 幻灭，就是可能他讲话怪怪还是什么的。So do you believe in love at first sight, Johnny?
I believe in maybe love at second or third sight. I don't know what you mean.
就是有时候你觉得他可能不错，可是你当然没有马上爱上他。可是后来了解他，就他越来越好。
I think it could be love at first sight till the person, you know, opens their mouth and talks, and you're like, oh.
对，所以还是要多聊天，OK?
Right.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
That's right.
就是你还是要多了解这个人，再爱他好不好
？That's right. Okay, back to the story.
Right?
So it was love at first sight.、
Mm-hmm.
Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet loved Romeo.
Right.
Now the article says they planned to visit Friar Lawrence the next day and get married.
Wow! 所以他们要闪婚喽。所以他们打算呢，就是 they plan to， 他们计划说他们隔天可以去拜访这个修士 Lawrence， 并且哇，马上就 get married 结婚。
What's the rush?
Right, exactly.
Well, here we saw the word friar. Now, a friar is a name for a kind of monk or a person in a religious organization.
Okay, so.Friar 这个字可能我们有点陌生，它就是修士这样的意思哦。那我们可以比较想象，像是佛教，我们看到它就是有点像佛教的和尚啦。Mm-hmm. 但是和尚的英文我们有另外一个字，就是 monk, M-O-N-K.
Okay, now back to the article. It says because of their union, their families would have to get along.
Ah, that's what they're planning.
Oh, okay,
okay.
I see, I see.
所以我懂了，他们为什么要那么急着结婚？因为他觉得说，如果两个人结婚的话，他们的家人呢，就一定要怎么样，得好好的相处啦。不过这里我们先来停一下，因为出现我们今天英文快通要教大家，就是因为怎么样？那我们可以用 because of 后面要接什么呢？要接动词、动名词、名词，不知道，所以我们就要请教我们的英文快通老师哦。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Hey guys, I'm Teacher Polly. Okay, 因为的英文是 because, 相信大家都知道。不过其实英文的因为有两种说法哦，到底是哪两种呢？我们赶快来看一下吧。好，首先我们先来复习一下大家最熟悉的用法。别人如果问你呢，为什么怎么样，回答因为的时候，只要在 because 后面接上完整的句子就可以了。例如呢，别人很喜欢问我一个问题，就是 Why do you always wear black?Why do you always wear black? 这个问题其实对我来讲非常难回答，因为呢，问我这个问题就好像问我说 Why is your hair black 一样，我都会静默三秒，然后才挤出一个答案，就是 I always wear black because it's my favorite color. I always wear black because it's my favorite color.对，我想每个人应该都是喜欢什么颜色，看什么颜色顺眼才会穿在自己身上，所以我喜欢黑色，当然就会常穿黑色咯。好，那除了直接用 because 连接两句话的因为之外呢，因为还有另外一种用法哦，它会在 because 后面加上介系词 of, of。 那这种时候呢，大家应该就要很敏锐的察觉到of 是一个介系词，所以呢 because of 后面一定只能接上名词或者动名词。我来举一个例子，我自己呢是真的很喜欢英文，才会在学习英文中找到很多乐趣，所以 because of my interest in English I enjoy learning English a lot. Because of my interest in English I enjoy learning English a lot.所以其实任何事情都是如此，只要你有兴趣，一定就能学得更轻松更好。就算你真的没有兴趣，也一定尽量不要排斥学习任何新的事物哦。好，那有时候如果你想要特别表达因为某人的关系，我们就可以直接在 because of 后面接上一个人。例如大家应该都有听过一首大概七八年前在台湾很红的一首英文流行歌，是美国女歌手 Kelly Clarkson唱的，歌名呢就叫做 Because of You。 那副歌第一句就是 Because of you I never stray too far from the sidewalk. Because of you I never stray too far from the sidewalk. 就是中文直接翻译的话，就是因为你的关系我从来都不偏离人行道。那它其实 衍生的意思就是自己呢一直很安分守己，不敢逾矩。 OK, because we are running out of time, let's move on to the next part.好，我们今天学了两种因为，一种就是 because, 一种是 because of, 记得后面一定只能接名词或动名词哦，记得回家复习，我们下次再见，拜拜。
Now, earlier in the article,、mm-hmm. we saw the word union.
对。
And a union is a joining or coming together、
right?
of two different people or groups of people.
所以 union 一般有结合这样的意思。Mm-hmm. 那当然在课文当中就是指这两个人结婚啦。Mm-hmm.
Now, we also saw the phrase to get along. Now, this means that two or more people can be friends with each other, or at least they will not fight when they're together.
Okay, so get along 有着和睦相处。那常常我们可以用A gets along well with B 来表示他们相处得很不错。那如果两个人相处不好，就直接说 they don't get along. 所以像是 Johnny and I get along pretty well.
Only on camera.
对啊，其实我们都是装的，我们私下都常吵架。
That's right. Here's another example. My two puppies do not get along. They fight all the time.
好可爱，所以两个狗狗就是他们会嫉妒啊，他们相处不来，跟人常一直打架。
That's right. Okay, back to the article. It says the next day, Juliet's cousin, Tybalt, found Romeo and Mercutio.
Okay, so 隔天呢，这个 Juliet 的可能堂哥吧，就是 what's it,
how do you, Tybalt.
Tybalt, what a name. Okay, 他就发现了罗密欧跟 Mercutio.
So the article says he was angry at them for going to the party.
那当然他很不开心啦，因为这两个家不和、mm-hmm. 他说哼，为什么你们两个去那个舞会呢？
So he pulled out a knife and killed Mercutio.
Oh, kids,、yes. okay, don't do this at all. 所以这时候呢，他就抽出了一把刀子，并且把 Mercutio 给 kill, 给杀了。
Now here we have a word power word, knife. Knife is a noun and a knife is a tool.One side is very sharp, and we can use it to cut things.
Okay, so knife 呢就是刀子的意思。注意它的复数形是 knives, 就去掉 F 加 V-E-S,、mm-hmm. 而它的 K 也是 silent, 不发音哦。那常常呢，如果像课文它是用 pulled a knife, 就是把刀子抽出来，那我们也可以用 draw a knife, D-R-A-W,、mm-hmm. 都是有拉的意思。
That's true.
那刀子有分很多种，像是我抹在这个奶油，抹在面包上就是 butter knife,、mm-hmm. 那如果是牛排刀就是 steak knife.
That's right.
那古时候那个大侠用的不是 knife, 是 sword,
That's right.
S-W-O-R-D, 是剑。
That's right. Here's a sample sentence. The waiter used a knife to cut the steak for us. The waiter used a knife to cut the steak for us.
所以这个服务生也就是 waiter 用了一把刀帮我们把牛排给切好。
So remember, Tybalt just killed Mercutio.
Right.
And in the article it says, Romeo quickly took the knife and killed Tybalt too. At a party.
对，所以 Romeo 呢很快呢就把这个刀拿起来，然后并且把 Tybalt 也杀了。
Now here we have another word power word, quickly. Quickly is an adverb, and the word quickly describes how we do something. And if you do something very quickly, you do it very fast.
Quickly 呢在这里是当作副词来用，就是很快的，迅速的。事实上呢我们也可以用另外一个字 fast、mm-hmm. 来当作一个副词哦。可以跟它互换，像是如果我说 I think and talk quickly, I can also say I think and talk fast, but I can't run quickly. 我运动很烂。OK, 那 quickly 相反当然就是 slowly.
That's right. Now here's another sample sentence.、Mm-hmm. Sarah quickly finished her homework before dinner. Sarah quickly finished her homework before dinner.
Sarah 在晚餐前很快地写完她的作业。
So the article says, yet Romeo realized he would be in big trouble and had to run away.
And don't do it. Okay, so Romeo 就发现啊，惨了，他一定会陷入很大的麻烦 trouble. 所以他就想说，我必须赶快跑走。
Here's our last word, power word, realize.Realize is a verb, and it means to become aware of something or to finally understand something.
Okay, realize 有着这个哇，了解到，突然发现、领悟这样的意思。动词三态很简单 ，realize, realized, 直接接 d, realized.
For example, the boy realized his mistake and said sorry. The boy realized his mistake.And said sorry.
Okay, 那个男孩他终于了解他的 mistake, 他错了并且就说对不起 sorry.
Okay, guys, that's it for this part of the lesson. Let's go to our wrap-up. So we just ended the second part、mm. of our story, Romeo and Juliet. So it got kind of crazy
对
today.
而且第二集有点血腥跟暴力耶、
right.
怎么都杀来杀去的、
right.
It's kind of scary. 而且呢事实上呢在这个电影当中呢我觉得如果我们这样子看的话会觉得说啊，听起来好恐怖因为我们会去想象但是如果你们去看电影可能应该会比较 OK 啦
That's right.
对啊因为电影还是 focus on the romantic part.
You know, Lord,Which movie did you see? Because there's been so many Romeo and Juliet ones.
对对对对对、
right?
我看的其实真的就是、Leonardo DiCaprio、
oh.
那个版本 But I heard 那个 the old version was、
right.
also really good.
I saw the old version when I was in junior high.
Was
and it was
it
still、
good?
Like they wore old clothing, they had swords.、Uh-huh. Where Leonardo DiCaprio's was modern, a modern、mm. version of Romeo and
yeah,
Juliet.
Yeah, but was the guy good looking?
It was very cute. It was very Shakespeare.
Oh, okay. Maybe you guys should go. Maybe me too. We should、
maybe.
Go and check it out.
Okay, guys. Well, that's it for today's lesson. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. 大家好，我是 Evita。虽然几天前我传授大家如何轻松拒绝告白，但是被拒绝的那个人。叫他情何以堪呢？相信许多人都是很用心的，从朋友做起来培养感情，希望有一天日久生情，然后在一起。当然，也有些人本来就是朋友，之后萌生爱意，可是一个巴掌拍不响。当对方没有这个意思的时候，往往会说 ：“Maybe we can just be friends.” Maybe we can just be friends. 或许我们可以只当朋友就好。不好意思，我太激动了。毕竟想当初他也是对我说 ，Maybe we can just be friends. 所以今天在这里，我想要介绍一首歌给大家，是陶喆的《普通朋友》。歌词的内容是在描述这样的一个情况，其中有一段歌词，相信你们会感同身受。当对方说 Maybe we can just be friends 心中的 OS 应该是这段歌词
本来还不能只是 be your friend I just cannot be your friend
好的各位同学我们擦干眼泪要好好读书哦我们明天见了拜拜
Romeo and Juliet
After the party, Romeo hid outside of Juliet's window to talk to her. When she saw him, it was also love at first sight. They planned to visit Friar Lawrence the next day and get married. Because of their union, their families would have to get along. The next day, Juliet's cousin, Tybalt, found Romeo and Mercutio. He was angry at them for going to the party. He pulled out a knife and killed Mercutio. Romeo quickly took the knife and killed Tybalt too. Yet Romeo realized he would be in big trouble and had to run away.
Hide. Hide. Hide, hid, hidden. Jessie couldn't find her cat because it was hiding under the couch. Jessie couldn't find her cat because it was hiding under the couch. Knife. Knife. The waiter used a knife to cut the steak for us. The waiter used a knife to cut the steak for us. Quickly. Quickly. Sarah quickly finished her homework before dinner. Sarah quickly finished her homework before dinner. Realize. Realize. Realize, realized, realized. The boy realized his mistake and said sorry. The boy realized his mistake and said sorry.